it was suggested by the commission that there should be a separate department for the scheduled tribes. This matter was considered in the conference, but it was generally felt that if the scheduled caste and the scheduled tribes are separate to be dealt with by different departments, there will be a good deal of duplication of work because two sets of officers will have to transfer the same area and more or less consider the same problems. It was therefore the unanimous opinion of the Conference of State Ministers that one department should deal with the problems of the scheduled caste and the scheduled tribes, and it was also agreed that there should be a separate directorate for the same. If there is a separate directorate, then it can concentrate on problems concerning the scheduled tribes. It was only suggested that this directorate, which will have to be set up in all the states and especially in states where the population of the scheduled tribes exceeds 1 million, should also look after the work relating to the denotified and the nomadic tribes, in addition to, as I said, the work relating to the scheduled tribes. The conference was in favor of having tribes advisory councils to advise on the protection and development of the scheduled tribes in all the states and union territories, whether they have scheduled areas or not. The House, I am sure, is aware that there are scheduled areas and non-scheduled areas. Even in non-scheduled areas, a large number of scheduled tribes live, but for the special programs, we have decided to concentrate on the scheduled areas first. I shall come to that point later on, but I am merely mentioning that the scheduled tribes live both in scheduled areas and in non-scheduled areas. It was decided that wherever at present there is a combined reservation in the services for the scheduled caste and the scheduled tribes, separate percentages of reservation should be fixed by the state governments, and it was agreed that the state governments would instruct all local authorities like municipalities, panchayat samitis, jilla parishads, etc., to follow the policy laid down by them in regard to the representation of all the scheduled tribes in the services. It was decided to have a small committee of officials from the tribal welfare department and the different departments at the state level to ensure coordination. The conference also agreed that there should be a section under the Chief Secretary for evaluation of the tribal welfare program. If all these and other decisions taken at the conference are implemented with speed, as it is hoped they will be, there will be considerable improvement of the conditions which exist at present. I also want to mention, madam, that we were told in the conference that this work was going to be entrusted to the Jilla Parishad and Panchayats, and some of the schemes which have to be implemented in the rural areas will be executed by the Panchayats and the Jilla Parishads. Well, I welcome this suggestion, but I only wanted to caution the district authorities and the state governments not to leave everything to the Jilla Parishads and panchayats and have no supervision and watch over their work. My fear is that because this will be a new work for them, they may not be able to bestow enough attention to the problems or the schemes concerning the scheduled tribes. They will have many other things to do. So it would be necessary that the district authorities should keep constant watch and they should function as the friend and guide of the panchayat and the Jilla Parishads. Madam, there are two major schemes in respect of the scheduled tribes in the central sector of the program which are controlled by the Ministry of Home Affairs and on which the entire expenditure is borne by the Government of India. These are the scheme of tribal development blocks and the scheme relating to promotion of cooperation among the scheduled tribes, particularly in the form of forest laborers, cooperative societies, and labor contract societies. The Ministry of Home Affairs appointed a special working group on cooperation about a year ago, and its report is expected shortly. That group will make detailed recommendations regarding the organization and structure of the society and other matters pertaining to the cooperative movement in areas predominantly inhabited by the scheduled tribes. We hope that on the basis of the working group recommendations, it will be possible to energize and expand the cooperative movement in tribal areas and that the cooperatives will become the effective instrument for promoting the economic development of those areas. The other program, which is the major one and in which a great deal of interest is being evinced by the tribal themselves, is the program of tribal development blocks. The Commission have recommended that all tribal areas, whether they are scheduled areas or not, with a concentration of tribal population exceeding 50%, should be brought under the tribal blocks.